Center. Today's News at Noon is sponsored by ET Foods, where your family's food dollar goes farther. They're not fancy, but they're friendly. And by Strang Heating and Electric, serving Southwest Wisconsin for over 100 years, they are your total contractor for sales, installation, and service. It's 62 degrees at 12 o'clock.
This is a special report from ABC News, Israel on Edge. I'm Michelle Franzen. Reports of a shooting incident taking place in Tel Aviv. According to an Israeli police spokesperson, there are multiple casualties and the initial suspicion of motive is terror. It comes as a senior administration official tells ABC's Martha Raddatz Iran is expected to launch 240 to 250 missiles in two waves at four targets in Israel, Mossad headquarters and three air bases. Israel is not expected to launch a preemptive strike. Those missiles could take less than 15 minutes to reach targets once launched. ABC's Marcus Moore is in the region and says the White House issued a statement earlier.
We are actively supporting defensive preparations to defend Israel against the attack, and that a direct military attack from Iran against Israel will carry severe consequences for Iran.
In central Israel, residents are being advised by Israeli officials to stay close to safe rooms. This is ABC News. WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange making his first public remarks since he was released from detention in June.
In the words of Assange, all he did was inform the public and...
I hope my testimony today can serve to highlight the weaknesses of the existing safeguards and to help those whose cases are less visible but who are equally vulnerable.
And over the lengthy time he was incarcerated in the UK, truth, he says, has been...
undermined, attacked, weakened, and diminished.
The U.S. prosecution of him has, he says, had a chilling effect on freedom of expression internationally. Tom Rivers, ABC News at the Foreign Desk.
Verizon says its cell service has been fully restored after an outage that left thousands of customers with limited or no service at all. Some people were left without service for hours yesterday, many of them in major cities like Chicago, Seattle, and New York. The FCC says it's investigating the cause of that outage. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
For more than a century, Strang's has been a trusted name in serving Southwest Wisconsin with a steadfast commitment to helping people. At Strang's, their dedicated team takes immense pride in providing top-notch products from industry-leading brands such as Lennox, Water Furnace, NEC, Grundfos, A.O. Smith, and Westinghouse. Quality is their hallmark, and they strive to exceed expectations in every aspect. Whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services, one call to Strang's does it all. Their comprehensive solutions cater to both business and residential needs, ensuring that your comfort and satisfaction are the top priorities. Strang's has always been about people helping people. With a wealth of experience and knowledge, the team is committed to serving the community with the utmost dedication. Strang's, your trusted partner today and always. Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Court & Main Furniture and Mattress, Simpson's Tractor, WCCU Credit Union, Center Pharmacy, Gokenauer Insurance, Cardinal Glass CG, Allied Ready Mix, Southwest Tech, Total Protect, BL Signs, ET Foods, Reedsburg Area Medical Center, Sunshine and Giggles, Foggy Bottom Woodworks, PMI Windows, and Tony and Dana Doherty Rural Mutual Insurance Company. And now stay tuned for today's News at Noon.
Good afternoon. It is a sunny 62 degrees in Richland Center at 1205. Our forecast calls for mostly sunny, breezy, and cool conditions, a high of 65. Tonight, a few clouds and chilly with a low of 38. And tomorrow, mostly sunny, breezy, and warmer again with a high of 73. In Richland Center, after a low this morning of 50, it's 62 degrees.
Is large item pickup day sneaking up on you? At A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet and Court in Maine, we've got your back. When you purchase new furniture from either store, we will carry your old items to the curb free of charge when we deliver your new pieces. This is the perfect time to upgrade your home and make space for something fresh. Visit us at Court in Maine or A-Plus Furniture and Mattress for details. Hurry in and let us handle the heavy lifting. We are in downtown Richland Center. This offer ends October 10th. Removals are limited to our usual removal policies.
Hi, this is Kendra at Allied Ready Mix in Lancaster, Wisconsin. Allied Ready Mix is a local, family-owned business with plants located in Lancaster and Muscadet. We provide high-quality concrete for your commercial, agricultural, and residential needs in the surrounding area. Give us a call today at 608-723-3396 so we can provide the materials that you need for your project. Allied Ready Mix, where service and quality come together.
Hi, this is Lisa from ET Foods. It's tailgate time. Nathan's Angus Beef Franks, 11 ounces, $3.75. Bochler's Fully Cooked Brats, $4 a pound. Beef Sirloin Kebab Meat, $7 a pound. Smithfield Baby Back Ribs, $2.75 a pound. Hormel Flavored Pork Tenderloins, $2 a pound. Old Wisconsin Brats, 24-ounce package, $7.75. Cut Up Chicken Pieces, 85 cents a pound, or case price of 75 cents a pound. Shop ET Foods, where your food dollar goes a little farther. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 8 to 6. Sundays 8 to 4, close Mondays and holidays.
Sunshine and Giggles has the philosophy that children learn through play. Sunshine and Giggles staff will strive to develop a stimulating, inviting classroom atmosphere in which children are free to explore and learn at their own pace. Sunshine and Giggles Child Care Center is now enrolling children 6 weeks to 12 years. For more information, please call 608-649-5501. Sunshine and Giggles in Richland Center.
Like options that are clear and easy to understand. At WCCU Credit Union, our checking accounts are both straightforward and affordable. No gimmicks. Choose from either Freedom or Awards Checking. Both have no minimum balance requirements and no monthly service fees. The Awards Checking earns an exceptional dividend rate for using direct deposit, debit cards, and e-statements. Freedom Checking offers all the same conveniences, but you're not required to use them. For more information or to open your account, visit us online at our new web address, wccu.coop, or stop by any of our WCCU offices. WCCU is federally insured by NCUA.
Helping you build a better life, WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
Good afternoon. It's 62 degrees in Richland Center at 1208. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulotz. Candidate for U.S. Senator for Wisconsin, Eric Hovde, made stops in northeast Wisconsin Monday, including a Title IX roundtable discussion in Oshkosh. Hovde said allowing biological males to compete with girls is not fair to female athletes.
A boy is a boy, a girl is a girl. They're different. They need their private spaces.
He said the Department of Education and the federal government aren't listening to the people.
The federal government is using our taxpayer dollars and imposing views that this community does not agree with.
Hovde is a Republican running against Democratic incumbent U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin. Former President Donald Trump plans to spend the hours ahead of tonight's vice presidential debate campaigning in Wisconsin. Trump is scheduled to stop in a critical Democratic county where he's never been before. That is crucial to Democrat Kamala Harris's hopes for winning the key battleground state. Trump was to appear at a manufacturing facility in Wanakee, a suburb of Wisconsin's capital city of Madison and the Democratic stronghold of Dane County. Later today, Trump planned to hold an event at a museum in Milwaukee. Trump was expected to focus his comments in Wisconsin on the economy. Trump must cut into the large Democratic majority in Dane County to win statewide. How the winners are declared on election night is a mystery to many. The people who declare the winners on election night say they plan to be fast, accurate, and transparent. Anna Johnson is Washington Bureau Chief for the Associated Press. She says her organization is in the business of declaring winners, not projecting them.
The only way we declare races, so whether it's a presidential race or it's, you know, state legislative races, is when we are absolutely certain that there is no way that the trailing candidate can overtake the leading candidate. As soon as we're making those key race calls, expect to see us showing our work, how we did it, what happened, what were the facts behind that. And I think that that is really, really important.
That's Anna Johnson speaking with WISN-TV's Upfront. Voters in the Ithaca School District will see a referendum question on the November election ballot in regards to exceeding the revenue limit. Lori Pizer is business manager for the Ithaca School District.
We're going to go up for 1.3 operational referendum for 4 years. Ithaca has not went out for an operational referendum since 2004. And if you look at the neighboring schools, they've had more operational referendums. Like Riverdale has had 2, Richmond Center 3, River Valley 4, and Weston 5 in the same time frame. So I think that shows that Ithaca has been very frugal with their spending.
There are two major reasons for the referendum.
As of 2025, the state funding has fallen $3,300 per student behind inflation. So if the state would have kept up with inflation for school districts, we wouldn't be here talking about going out for referendum. And another major point is declining enrollment. This is true for most all rural schools. Families are not large nowadays. I remember when I was young, we had families with 8 to 10 kids, and there was a family up the road that had 17 kids. And so now you have families of, you know, 1 or 2 children, and so of course that's declining enrollment.
One concern that voters may have about the referendum question is the impact it will have on them.
Community members have asked about the referendum, how will it affect me? And on a $100,000 home, your taxes would increase $14 a month or $168 a year for the first year. The second year, the tax would increase $3.67 a month or $44 a year. In the third year, the increase would be $2.42 a month or $29 a year. And the fourth year increase would be $8 a month or $1 a year. So the total tax increase on a $100,000 home over the 4 years would be $242.
Pizer said there is another concern that residents of the Ithaca School District have.
Community members also have been worried about their municipalities have been reassessed this year. And just because it's been reassessed doesn't automatically mean your taxes are going to increase. So if the average assessed value of your municipality increased by 50% and your property assessed value increased by 50%, generally there would be no increase to your property taxes besides the school referendum. If your assessed value increased by 30% and the average was 50%, generally you'd have a decrease in your taxes. And if your property hasn't been reassessed for many years and you're pretty low, and maybe you say you have a 70% increase and the average is 50%, your taxes will increase. So that's kind of confusing because of the reassessment. Everyone's like, oh, my taxes are going to be so much more. But it doesn't necessarily mean that.
Informational sessions have been held to help residents understand the referendum question. If you have not been able to attend any of the past sessions and would like to find out more information about the referendum, 2 additional sessions remain. They will be held Wednesday at 5:45 at the Ithaca Community Gym and Sunday morning at 11:30 at the Willow Valley Church Hall. Child care in Wisconsin is scarce and the cost is beyond the reach of many families. Democrats complain the only solution Republicans have offered is deregulation. Madison State Senator Kelda Royce.
The answer is not to add more 2-year-olds to the classroom. The answer is to pay that teacher more than $13 an hour and make it a sustainable career.
Many centers have gone out of business for a lack of money and qualified staff. Democrats are calling for a bigger investment in early childhood care in Wisconsin.
The last thing I want to do is drop my beautiful babies off at a place that, you know, the teachers are not well trained, that I'm not sure if it's safe, that it's not going to be enriching for them. And no parent should have to make that choice.
Royce tells Up North News Radio that Democrats will try again for more help for the child care sector when lawmakers debate the next state budget. Electric vehicle drivers will soon be able to recharge their cars at Quick Trip. The company announced Monday it will be expanding its services at stations in Wisconsin to include both major standards of EV charging plugs. 4 charging ports will be offered at each location that has the chargers. There's been an increased demand for charging stations in Wisconsin, as most rural parts of the state do not have access, limiting travel for EVs. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources will restart the process to change PFAS regulations for drinking water. The Natural Resources Board approved a request for public hearings on the subject at its meeting last week. The DNR wants to set regulations to meet federal guidelines, but the change must go through a full round of hearings and meetings. If the change goes through, DNR staff say 90 water systems will have to be remediated statewide. Legislative Republicans prevented a previous alteration of the standards after the agency used emergency rulings to push for remediation in several parts of the state. The Wisconsin DNR wants the public to check the fire danger on its website before conducting any outdoor burning activities. There is a potential for increased fire activity due to dry weather and gusty winds. The DNR says most of Wisconsin is under a moderate fire threat, while the rest of the state is in a high fire threat. Burning brush, leaf piles, and debris are the number one causes of wildfires in Wisconsin. Sparks from recreational equipment and campfires are also contributing causes. Northwest Wisconsin farmers say they're struggling with crop damage caused by wildlife. Farmers in Rusk and Sawyer counties are reporting thousands of dollars of lost crops as deer, elk, and bears claim the crops as their own or trample on them. While farmers can enroll in the Wildlife Damage Abatement and Claims Program, their reimbursement for lost crops is capped at $10,000, while in recent years some farmers have claimed as much as over $100,000 in lost crops. They're looking for a better solution. Students at the University of Wisconsin-Eau Claire are participating in a study testing the intelligence of dogs. According to a Facebook post from Embark, a partner in the study, area residents with dogs can sign up to participate in the study to find out how smart their own dog really is. The organization offers things like training classes, behavioral consulting, and daycare services. The study seeks to determine how well dogs of different breeds and ages react to commands from humans. Dozens of dogs have already participated. A settlement agreement has been reached with Wisconsin Department of Corrections under Title II of the Americans with Disabilities Act. The settlement will help ensure that incarcerated individuals who are deaf or hard of hearing have equal access to WDOC's programs, services, and activities, including educational, counseling, medical, recreational, and prison employment programs. The agreement resolves the department's investigation into complaints that WDOC did not provide auxiliary aids and services, such as sign language interpreters, to incarcerated individuals with hearing disabilities. Under the settlement agreement, WDOC will provide inmates with hearing disabilities appropriate auxiliary aids and services, such as sign language interpreters, video telephones, visual notification systems, and hearing aids when necessary. WDOC must also make reasonable modifications to its policies, practices, and procedures to accommodate inmates with disabilities, such as handcuffing in front to allow an individual who uses sign language to communicate and allowing additional time for telephone calls that rely on an interpreter. As a result of the agreement announced, WDOC will implement a process that begins at intake and continues throughout incarceration to identify and accommodate inmates with hearing disabilities, develop individualized communication assessment and plans, provide training on the ADA to staff, and pay $15,000 to compensate three incarcerated individuals who were harmed. It's 62 degrees in Richland Center at 12:19. Enjoy a pancake supper and support the Kiwanis Club's Coat Drive. That's next on WRCO's News at Noon.
BL Signs LLC is a full-service sign design and signage construction company located near Richland Center. They specialize in manufacturing all types of interior and exterior signage for all applications. The goal at BL Signs is to provide all customers with high-quality custom signage, competitive pricing, and on-time delivery. From electric message centers to interior door signs, they do it all. BL Signs, 647-0149.
As a company founded by farmers, Rural Mutual Insurance has long understood the unique needs of the Wisconsin ag industry and the people who work hard in it every day. Tony and Dana Doherty, Rural Mutual Insurance, offers farm families the best advice, personalized coverage, and fast claim service. And as Wisconsin's number one farm insurer, you can be confident that your farm is properly protected with Rural Mutual. Call Tony or Dana Doherty at 647-2972 to get a farm insurance quote from the leaders in the field.
When it comes to protecting your business, trust the experts at Total Tech, a MyPC LLC company. Serving Southwest Wisconsin and Northeast Iowa, Total Protect specializes in fire alarm installation and repair, keeping your business safe and secure. But that's not all. Total Tech also offers flat rate commercial IT support, PC repair, security camera systems, telephone systems, and cutting edge audio and video solutions. For reliable, comprehensive protection and tech services, choose Total Tech. Visit them at TotalTechWI.com or call 608-375-3315. When it comes to protecting your business, trust the experts at Total Tech. Again, online at TotalTechWI.com or call 608-375-3315. Total Tech, protecting your business in Southwest Wisconsin and Northeast Iowa.
It's time to roll up your sleeves and get your shots. Reedsburg Area Medical Center, Viking Pharmacy, and Community Pharmacy are now scheduling flu and COVID shots. Protect yourself and your loved ones by getting these essential vaccines. It's quick, easy, and the best way to keep those pesky bugs at bay. Go online to ramchealth.com to schedule your appointment. Reedsburg Area Medical Center, going beyond the expected in healthcare.
It's 62 degrees in Richland Center. WRCO News Time is 12:21. The Richland Center Kiwanis will be hosting one of its famous pancake suppers Wednesday evening from 5 to 7. Here's Kiwanis member Steve Kolstad.
It'll be at the Richland Center Community Center. It'll be pancakes, sausage, apple sauce, and warm cherries, the same as we normally do. All the pancakes you can eat, fried right in front of you. And it's a fundraiser for Coats for Kids.
Your free will offering helps keep children warm over the winter.
We generally donate someplace between 125 and 170 coats to kids in need in our community through the Coats for Kids program. And this is one of those major sources of money for that particular program. We always take a goodwill offering because we really don't want anybody to be turned away. You know, if somebody comes and they only have a few dollars, or even if they don't have any money, you know, they go through the line and get fed.
While funding the programs through the free will donations is important, Kolstad says the pancake supper itself is also very important.
It's the social portion of it, sitting down for a meal and talking to somebody maybe you haven't seen in a few weeks or months or whatever, and enjoying their company and enjoying the food in a place where there's a lot of room and you have a lot of space to sit. And you can just really enjoy their company. And so that's what we're really offering with this pancake supper.
The Richland Center Kiwanis Pancake Supper will be held Wednesday from 5 to 7 at the Richland Center Community Center. Public Health, Sauk County, local hospitals, and the Ho-Chunk Nation Department of Health will provide two opportunities to hear about the results of their 2024 Sauk County Community Health Assessment. The assessment highlights three health priorities: housing, mental health, and substance use. All are invited to discuss current efforts to improve health in these areas. A morning event with a free full breakfast will take place at the Ho-Chunk Gaming Convention Center in Wisconsin Dells Thursday from 8:30 to 11:30. A virtual option will be held Tuesday night, October 15th, from 5:30 to 7. Both events require registration and are completely free and open to everyone. To register, go to bit.ly/SaukHealthEvent or contact Jody at 608-355-4315. It's that time of year to make sure your vehicle is ready for colder temperatures before the snow arrives. Ready Wisconsin is reminding folks to put together their winter vehicle emergency supply kit now. You'll want to be sure you have a blanket, mittens, hat, and winter boots. An ice scraper and snow brush are essential. Flashlight, extra batteries, and jumper cables. You should have a first aid kit, multi-tool, cell phone charger, and adapter. It's also good to have water and non-perishable snacks in your vehicle. A bag of non-clumping kitty litter or sand is also recommended. The USDA has announced funding provided by the Inflation Reduction Act for the Agricultural Conservation Easement Program for fiscal year 2025. NRCS accepts applications year-round for ACEP agricultural land easements and wetland reserve easements. Interested landowners and partners should apply by the next two batching dates, October 4th or December 20th, at their local NRCS office to be considered for these two state-led funding cycles. In addition, any application submitted to NRCS that was unfunded in fiscal year 2024 will be automatically reconsidered during the October 4th funding cycle unless canceled by the applicant. In fiscal year 2025, states will receive Inflation Reduction Act funding and all eligible applications within a state will compete. The current ACEP priorities for the Inflation Reduction Act funding are unchanged from last fiscal year and are available in all states. The Inflation Reduction Act funding is in addition to the funding authorized and available under the Farm Bill and through the Great Lakes Restoration Initiative. It's 63 degrees in Richland Center at 1226. Today's final statistics are next.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects. And with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong. It's good to look into the windows you'll be looking out. The perfect place to look into new windows is PMI Windows of Lone Rock. PMI offers premium vinyl windows custom made to order with the latest advancements in glass and hardware technologies, fusion welded frames and sashes, and the industry's best lifetime no-nonsense transferable warranty. Windows are not all created equal. Let PMI custom tailor premium vinyl windows just for you. Call 583-7200 for a free estimate.
Life is all about relationships. Shouldn't your insurance be too? At Charles Gokenauer Insurance, they build business one relationship at a time. Finding an agent you know and trust can make all the difference when you have a question or a claim. The Gokenauer Agency is your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Call the Gokenauer Insurance Agency today to experience fast, friendly service from its local staff for Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company. They'll be there when you need them the most. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center.
Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation.
It's 62 degrees on this Tuesday afternoon, October 1st. Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Orville Fredenberg, 95, of Cottage Grove, died September 23rd. A funeral service will be held Wednesday at 11 at Hope Lutheran Church in McFarland. The service may be live-streamed at GundersonFH.com. Burial will be held at Hope Cottage Grove Cemetery. Friends may call at Hope Lutheran Church Wednesday from 9 until the time of service at 11. Memorials may be made to Hope Lutheran Church. Gunderson East Funeral and Cremation Care is assisting the family. Orville Fredenberg is survived by his sister, Cecilia Parker, 4 nieces, a nephew, 3 great-nieces, and a great-nephew. Orville Fredenberg, 95, of Cottage Grove. Robert Al Harrison, 76, of Valton, died Thursday at home. Funeral services will be held Wednesday at 11 at Holy Family Catholic Church in Laval. Burial will be held at a later date at St. Bridget's Cemetery. There will be no visitation prior to the service. The family asks that those attending please enter the church and be seated. A celebration of life will follow the service from 12:30 to 3 at Club Chaparral in Waniwok. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be donated to the family for donations of their choice. The Farber Funeral Home Reedsburg is assisting the family. Al Harrison is survived by his wife, Jean, 4 children, Sally and Andy Caulfield, Jody and Chrissy Harrison, Dan and Lisa Harrison, and Amy and Jason Schultz. 7 grandchildren, a brother Francis, and a sister Shirley. Robert Al Harrison, 76, of Valton. Kevin Lee Freight Carley, 64, of Richland Center, died Wednesday at home. Funeral services will be held Wednesday at noon at the Pratt Memorial Chapel, with burial to follow in the Richland Center Cemetery. A live stream of the service will be available at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service website. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel today from 4 until 7, and again tomorrow morning from 11 until the time of service at noon. Kevin Carley is survived by his soulmate Sue, 2 daughters, Jennifer Carley and Jill Carley and Jesse Radke, all of Richland Center. Brothers and sisters, Lyle and Sue Carley, Lynn Carley and Dwayne Jewell, Kenda and Ed McConkie, Karen Carley and Lauren Carley, all of Richland Center. Many nieces, nephews, other relatives and friends. Kevin Lee, Freight Carley, 64, of Richland Center. Dorothy R. Lynn, 77, of Mauston, died September 22nd at the Cottage Care Center Nursing in Mauston. Services will be held Friday at 11 at the Crandall Funeral Home in Mauston. Burial will be in the Woodstock Cemetery in Richland County. Friends may call at the Crandall Funeral Home Friday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Dorothy Lynn is survived by siblings Leroy and Greta Brees of Judah, Ray and Ginny Brees of McChesney Park, Illinois, John and Sandra Brees of Huntington, Tennessee, Kathy Brees of McChesney Park, Illinois, Connie Garland of Texas, Don and Sonia Brees of Roscoe, Illinois, Lyndon Gary Caven of McChesney Park, Illinois, and Norma and John Hess of Rhinelander, as well as many nieces and nephews, cousins, and friends. Dorothy R. Lynn, 77, of Mauston. Rebecca A. Becky Kretschman, 68, of Boscobel, died August 4th at Schmidt Woodland Hills in Richland Center. A celebration of life will be held Friday at 3 at the Kendall Funeral Home in Boscobel. Burial will be in the Boscobel Cemetery. Friends may call at the Kendall Funeral Home Friday from 1 to 3. Becky Kretschman is survived by her son, Kevin and Tara Duvay of Palmetto, Florida, 2 grandchildren, her mother, Darlene Monson of Rockford, Illinois, sibling, Carol and Sue Monson Jr. of Rockford, Illinois, a nephew and niece, and many cousins, aunts, and uncles. Also special cousin and best friend, Bonnie Pasker of Sextonville, Rebecca A., Becky Kretschman, 68, of Boscobel. Alfred W. Johnson, 93, of Richland Center, died Sunday at Pine Valley Community Village. Funeral services will be held Friday, October 11th at 1 o'clock at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Burial with military graveside rites will follow in the Button Cemetery. A live stream of the service can be viewed on the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service website. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Friday, October 11th, from 11 until the time of the service at 1. The family suggests memorials be directed to Pine Valley Community Village. Alfred Johnson is survived by four children, Leroy Johnson and Lisa Laverty, Luann and Ed Brown, Leonard and Tammy Johnson, and Laura and Alvin Whitaker, all of Richland Center. Five grandchildren, five great-grandchildren, five stepchildren, James and Judy Burroughs of Onalaska, Jerry Burroughs of Rockford, Illinois, Jeffrey and Tony Burroughs of Sparta, Jan Burroughs of New Orleans, and Karen and Roland Ziegler of Sparta. Stepson-in-law Tom Fortner of Colorado Springs, Colorado. Special step-grandchild Cindy and Larry Henderson of Colorado. Many step-grandchildren and great-grandchildren. Special friend Edna Slayback of Richland Center. And many other relatives and friends. Alfred W. Johnson, 93, of Richland Center. William Richard Bill Oliver, 82, of Viola, died Friday at home. A graveside service will be held Saturday, October 12th at Manning Cemetery with military honors. A celebration of life will follow at the Legion Hall in Viola. The Roth Family Cremation Center and Funeral Services in Viroqua is serving the family. Bill Oliver is survived by his brothers, Harlan and Debbie, Gerald and Linda, Hugh and Pat, and David. Sisters, Kay Sittig, Audrey, and Brendan Brian Hinnick. Sisters-in-law, Cheryl and Marvin Masher, and Serena and David Salisbury. Brother-in-law, Robert and Iris Sanford, and many nieces, nephews, and friends, and special cousin, Sue O'Brien. William Richard, Bill Oliver, 82, of Viola. Rose Marie Fingerhut, 105, of Plain, died Saturday at Greenway Manor in Spring Green. A private service for the family will be held at a later date. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home is assisting the family with arrangements. Survivors of Rose Fingerhut include two sons, Ronnie and Bonnie of Spring Green, and Dale and Deb of Plain. Two daughters, Debbie and Les Ports of Lake Geneva, and Sherry and Jack Carpenter of Sauk City. Son-in-law, Jeff and Joan Sprecher of Spring Green. 10 grandchildren, 12 great-grandchildren, numerous nieces and nephews, and other extended family members. Rose Marie Fingerhut, 105, of Plain. In birth news from Wausau, Sarah and Ross Beyer had a son, Isaac Darold.
Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center has been a Gale dealer for as long as most can remember, including the day when the first Gale skid loader arrived on the lot. Today, the next revolution of versatile Gale skid loaders is designed to meet the demanding needs of contractors, municipalities, landscapers, dairies, and agricultural operations. Get the full story on a work-saving, productivity-improving, dependable Gale skid loader at Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center. Be sure to ask about special incentives available to help put a Gale skid loader or mini backhoe to work for you today.
Tired of your old, worn-down cabinetry and ready for a change? Building and need quality custom cabinets and millwork? Call or stop by Foggy Bottom Woodworks in Muscadet. You might be surprised at how competitive our prices are, even compared to the big box stores. Check out their work on Facebook at Foggy Bottom Woodworks LLC or visit us at 555 East Warehouse Street, Muscadet. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturdays by appointment. Foggy Bottom Woodworks, where quality meets craftsmanship. The Basketball Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy has exceptional caring staff and great services. They are a locally owned independent pharmacy proudly serving the surrounding area communities. The Basketball Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy is committed to helping patients manage their medications. The pharmacists work along with patients and their healthcare providers to find an individualized plan to help each patient maximize the benefits of their medications while minimizing or preventing adverse effects, interactions, costs, and waste.
Anniversary wishes go out today to Jared and Ashley Klingeman, Billy and Emily Strike, Mike and Val Bailey, Cody and Courtney Willis, Christopher and Casey Jarr, and Lindsay and Jeff Lamont. Best wishes to all of you from Center Pharmacy and Boscobel Pharmacy.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank.
Learn more at RichlandCountyBank.com.
Hope you're having a great Tuesday, everybody. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, definitely feeling more fall-like out there, that cool northwest wind blowing in, ushering in more seasonal conditions. We will see a bit of an up-and-down temperature cycle here, kind of a roller coaster the next 6 to 8 days, thanks to changeable wind directions from day to day. But the bottom line is very little precipitation, a pretty dry forecast. Really, that extends right into the middle part of next week. It's maybe not until about mid-October that things do look a little more active. We'll see what happens with that, but hopefully we'll get some meaningful rainfall before things get too dry. That forecast now for the rest of today, looking mostly sunny and breezy and on the cooler side with highs in the mid-60s. Northwest wind around 10 to 17 miles an hour. Tonight, just a couple of high clouds and chilly, lows in the upper 30s. Can't rule out a couple of spots of light frost with light winds out there. Mostly sunny, breezy, and warmer tomorrow, high close to 73, and the wind really starting to pick up out of the south and southwest at 12 to 25 miles an hour. Wednesday night, partly cloudy, not as cool, low in the mid-40s. Thursday, partly cloudy and mild, high in the mid-70s. There is a slight chance of a light shower late Thursday night, lows reaching the mid-40s. On Friday, partly cloudy, pretty nice day for this time of the year, high of 65. Saturday, partly cloudy, breezy, and warming up again after a cool start at 37, should climb to 75. Sunday, partly sunny, breezy and cooler, low near 50 with highs in the mid-60s. And Monday, mostly sunny and seasonal, low 37 with a high of 63. Enjoy that sunshine out there the rest of today, highs reaching the mid-60s. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank in downtown Richland Center takes pride in being a hometown independent bank. An independent bank is a locally owned bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. All of an independent bank's funds flow in and out through the community in which it operates. Independent community banks are extremely knowledgeable about the market in their area. Richland County Bank's role as an independent community bank is to serve local people with an eye on the value of their contributions to the local community and to loan money to small businesses and startups. Independent community banks are a great asset to local business owners who have a chance to sit down and talk face-to-face about their plans, successes, and challenges with the very people who will make their loan decisions. Richland County Bank understands the value and importance of stable local businesses. If you want to partner with a bank that is focused on you and your community, call, click, or visit Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
It's currently a sunny 63 degrees in Richland Center. After a high yesterday of 82, our low this morning was 50. Our high so far today, 67 degrees, that came during the midnight hour. The record high for this date, 88 in 1971, and again last year, 2023. The record low, 27 in 1967. Last year's high was 88 with a low of 63. Sunset tonight will be at 6:43, with sunrise tomorrow at 7. Currently in Richland Center, we have north-northeast winds 9 to 10 miles per hour. The barometer is up to 30.20 and no precipitation to report. It is a sunny 63 degrees in Richland Center.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at RichlandCountyBank.com. The Farm Journal Report with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, providing agricultural, commercial, and residential buildings, materials, and equipment since 1954.
A Kansas farmer takes the organic path to success today on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits, like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops, and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for Rizol from ProGrow Bio.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
About 20 years ago, fourth-generation family farmer Tim Riley switched to no-till crop production on his farm near St. Francis in northwest Kansas. And he says that worked fine for a while. Then
we started seeing some issues with that type of farming. The wheat seemed to be getting resistant to chemicals, and it was getting real frustrating, and we kept putting on more chemicals and higher rates and trying all kinds of different combinations, with some success and some no success. I actually had to destroy a crop because the weeds took it. We had a complete chemical fail.
One of Riley's neighbors had some land coming out of the Conservation Reserve program and asked if he wanted to farm it. He did, and tried organic crops. Eventually, Riley converted his entire farm to organic.
Just a satisfaction and a pride in our crops that we never had before. When we were just selling bulk commodities and going to the elevator, and all you cared about was the yield. Now we care about quality.
Riley says buyers care about quality, too, which is why they come calling.
You know, I'm kind of in the twilight of my career. It's really nice to see that this is going on with the next generation. I've had more fun farming in the last 5 to 6 years than I've had my whole 35 years prior to that.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
This Farm Market Update from WRCO Radio in Brownfield is sponsored by Aiderers of Plain. For great big savings on household goods, egg supplies, milking equipment, and service, plus friendly small-town convenience, it's Aiderers in Plain.
Hi everyone, this is Angie from Aiderers in Plain. The squirrels and other critters are getting ready for the upcoming winter. Are you? Remember last winter? How could you forget? Aiderers can help you with fall fixing, from weatherization and sealing up all those drafty windows and doors, to keeping all those creepy crawlies like box elder bugs and lady beetles out of your home. And clearly the mice think winter is coming. They are plentiful and busier than ever, looking for a nice warm place to spend the winter. Now speaking of mice, there's lots of options for mouse bait, but the next time you buy some, take a minute to read the back of the box. You might be surprised. Don't worry, Aiderers still stocks the good bait. Got projects? Get hardware headed this fall. With a little help from Aiderers, your great big store with small town smiles.
The impact of port strikes on agriculture. Hello, I'm Brandon Peoples with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Bred to defy expectations, Pioneer brand Z-Series soybeans have the whole industry feeling their impact. Learn more at pioneer.com/new era. The strike affecting more than 45,000 workers at 36 U.S. shipping ports is a major concern for U.S. farmers. Brownfield's Larry Lee has more from the World Dairy Expo.
American Farm Bureau President Zippy Duvall tells Brownfield it's important to resolve the issues and end the strike as soon as possible.
I actually was on the phone Friday with one of the economists that works with the President of the United States and talking about the devastation it's going to cause, especially where the commodities are moving in containers, because most of this is container business.
Duvall says there is a tremendous amount of ag products that come into and out of the U.S. through the coastal ports.
Our farmers and ranchers need that exposure to the marketplace, so it's important for them to keep those shoremen working.
Duvall says no movement through the ports negatively affects commodity prices.
If our commodities can't move, we know what's going to happen. Those stockpiles are going to build up, and when they build up, the price goes down.
Duvall says the Savannah, Georgia port near his home moves a lot of farm products, including poultry and cotton. In Madison, Wisconsin, I'm Larry Lee, Brownfield Ag News.
The executive director of the Soy Transportation Coalition says meat and poultry exports are also a concern with the strike. Mike Steenhook tells Brownfield.
These occur in refrigerated containers, so there is a period of time that they can sit on the docks, they can remain there, but it's perishable. It doesn't have an infinite shelf life.
Steenhook says anything negative that happens to meat exports has a negative impact on soybean farmers because the livestock industry is a top market for U.S. soy. He also says 5 to 6% of U.S. soybean exports are shipped via container through East Coast ports. The U.S. Department of Agriculture is making a major investment in local and regional foods. Brownfield's Nicole Heslip has more.
Deputy Secretary Sochi Torres-Small tells Brownfield nearly $2 billion in Commodity Credit Corporation funds are being dedicated to emergency food assistance.
This is going to help states purchase food for food banks and also for schools, and for the first time ever, $200 million to help get local food into child care centers.
She says the program is helping better connect local communities with their local food producers.
It's allowed farmers the opportunity to work together to create more consistent supply, for example, and invest in processing solutions to get the product to food banks and schools.
Torres Small joined farmers and other ag leaders at an apple farm in West Michigan for the announcement. North of Grand Rapids, I'm Nicole Heslip with Brownfield.
And USDA says unknown destinations bought 195,000 tons of U.S. corn and 120,000 tons of U.S. soybeans. Both are for delivery this marketing year. I'm Brandon Peoples for Brownfield.
Silage harvest season is officially underway, but are you missing a step? It's not too late to add Silosolve FC to your harvest plan. Using a silage inoculant like Silosolve FC can help preserve your investment in one of your most valuable assets, high-quality feed. Plus, for a limited time, when you buy four cases, you get one free. Not using anything to preserve feed quality could be a costly decision. Ask your local silage inoculant dealer about Silosolve FC today.
And priming the brain for other addictions. Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Burnham Lumber Company of Rui salutes hog farmers during October Pork Month. Burnham's has been serving area farmers since 1954. That's over 65 years of building experience. If you're in need of any hog raising facilities or other agricultural businesses, Burnham Lumber is currently scheduling spring projects. Burnham Lumber also carries a full line of Mirafont Energy Free and Energy Efficient Waterers. Order any Mirafont Hog Waterer in October and take 6% off. Plus, receive $40 to $110 in rebates for each qualifying purchase. That's Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, saluting hog farmers during October Pork Month.
Direct cash cattle trade is sluggish and cash hogs are steady to higher. Hello, I'm Brent Barnett with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Cash cattle country has been quiet on Tuesday with bids and asking prices not established for the week. Significant trade volume could be delayed until Thursday or Friday. Show lists are mixed, somewhat higher in Texas, higher in Nebraska, Colorado, but lower in Kansas. Boxed beef was higher at midday with choice up 210 at $300.18 and select up 19 cents at $284.72. The choice select spread was $15.46. At the Joplin Regional Stockyards in Missouri on Monday, feeder steers under 800 pounds sold steady to $8 higher compared to the most recent sale. Heavier weights were steady to $3 lower. Feeder heifers were mostly steady to $8 higher on the day. USDA says the supply was moderate with good demand. Medium and large one feeder steers 750 pounds brought $244.50. Medium and large one feeder heifers 553 pounds sold for $250. Cash hogs are steady to higher at midday with solid opening negotiated numbers at the major direct markets. Buyers started off the week with relatively aggressive interest, and it looks like most need near-term supplies to keep chain speed at an acceptable level. Global demand is solid, and the recent wholesale trend is a positive. But sustained domestic demand is key for continued support. Barrows and gilts at the National Daily Direct were up $1.57, with a base range of 72 to 79 and a weighted average price of 77.99. The Iowa Minnesota had no comparison, but a weighted average of 78.25. The Western Corn Belt had no comparison as well, with a weighted average price of 77.99. The Eastern Corn Belt was not reported at midday due to confidentiality. Butcher hogs were steady at the Midwest cash markets, with barrels and gilts priced at $55. Slaughter sows ranging from 51 to 57, and boars were marked at 16. At Illinois, barrels and gilts were steady at 45 to 55, Slaughter sows were a dollar higher at $56 to $68. Boars had a range of $15 to $30. Pork values were higher at midday, up $1.51 at $97.35. Bellies, hams, picnics, and butts were higher. Ribs and loins were lower. More livestock market information at brownfieldagnews.com. I'm Brent Barnett, Brownfield.
Hi, it's Andrew Hoiberg from Calcium Products. Rapidly correct and maintain your soil pH with 98G pelletized limestone to protect your fertilizer investment. Applying 98G at 200 pounds per acre provides a 9.4 bushel increase on corn and a 3.1 bushel increase on soybeans. Ask your agronomist about applying 98G pelletized limestone this fall and learn more at calciumproducts.com.
Soybeans, corn, cattle, and hogs are higher. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. When it comes to short-stature corn, it all started with Stein. For decades, they've been focused on unique hybrids that deliver top yields. Stein invented short-stature corn, then they perfected it. Stein has yield. Soybeans are up today. Near-term harvest conditions generally look favorable, but parts of the southeast will see ongoing delays as they assess crop damage. The widespread U.S. port strike is going to have at least some impact on shipping. November beans are 7 higher at 1064. January's up 6 and 3 quarters at 1082. December bean meal's up 830 at 35010. September soybean oil 74 higher at 4405. Corn's up, monitoring U.S. harvest activity and those domestic port strikes. Unknown destinations did buy 195,000 tons of new crop U.S. corn this morning. Unknown also bought U.S. soybeans. December's up 7.25 at 432, and March corn 7.75 higher at 449. And wheat's up as winter wheat planting and emergence are just ahead of average. The trade's keeping an eye on the very dry conditions in parts of the U.S. Plains and the Black Sea region. December Chicago's up 17.75 at 601.75. December Kansas City's 18.5 higher at 602.25. December Minneapolis wheat's up 14.5 at 636.25. Live and feeder cattle are higher, waiting for direct business, with box beef up at midday. December live's $1.05 higher at $185.85. February's $85 higher at $186.70. November feeders are up 52 at $245.42. And January's up 40 now at $239.12. And hogs are higher, supported by cash and wholesale business. Pork's up at midday. Cash is steady to higher. December's $1.25 higher at $74.52, and February lean's up 1.17 at $78.55. The Dow's down sharply. Crude oil is up sharply. John Perkins, Brownfield.
If you have building plans, it saves time and money to get what you need in one place. Call the experts serving the area since 1969, Hartchie Lumber, along Highway 33 between Laval and Reedsburg. Chances are you'll find what you need. Hartchie Lumber has one of the largest stocks of steel roofing and siding in Wisconsin. Also a complete line of home and pole building materials, including custom-built prefab wall panels that can be delivered and set up with Hartchie's crane truck. For more information, call Hartchie Lumber, 608-985-7207.
Understanding the retail availability of apple varieties. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield. Apple season generally runs from September to October. There are more than 2,500 varieties of apples grown in the United States. But how does your local store decide what to carry? Chris Gerlach with U.S. Apples explains what makes a variety more popular for a retailer than others and helps us better understand the market.
A lot of these growers are looking for something to attract consumers, and those consumers can either be the end consumers, the folks buying the apples in the grocery stores. And so frequently these retailers want to have a mix of some of these conventional varieties, the conventional varieties like Gala or Fuji or Honeycrisp, that no one company sort of has an intellectual property ownership over. But they also want to provide to their consumers some of these newer varieties. And so different retailers will place their bets on different of these club varieties. And so some, you know, the Walmarts of the world may choose a Sweet Tango and a Wild Twist, whereas the Krogers of the world may choose, a Snapdragon and an Evercrisp or something like that.
I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield.
When challenging conditions arise, we don't back down.
we up our game. Outpacing the competition with innovations fueled by Bayer's R&D, keeping you equipped with an expanded portfolio, elite genetics, and additional local test plots. Channel leads the field, so you can rise above. See how you can save at channel.com/finance24. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
The United States Deputy Sheriff's Association is a national nonprofit and the largest non-governmental provider of services to law enforcement. The USDSA assists city, county, state, and federal agencies with free safety equipment donations and officer survival training, along with cash donations to families of law enforcement officers who perish in the line of duty, college scholarships for the children of law enforcement, a citizen awareness program, and more. For more information on the USDSA and how you can help, visit usdeputy.org.
Serving the community for over 90 years. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Everyone has their own taste in music, and you mix your playlist to accommodate that. So why can't insurance be that way? I'm Dylan Lewis.